Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The John Richardson Show.
With John Richardson.
Hello and welcome to the Vestigan Challenge, this week's podcast of the John Richardson Show on Absolute Radio, here with Angela Barnes.
There's been some funny moods in the studio, haven't there, this week?
It's the last few weeks, to be honest.
Yeah, there's something, they're pumping something into the air in this building, I think, because it's
something's
the moods
going
change.
On. It's up and down, isn't it? It's all over. Then you have that, when you've been grumpy for a bit and you feel bad about it, so you have a manically happy 5 minutes where you just laugh at everything. I'm absolutely fine, actually. I was only joking before.
Yeah. I didn't mean
all the things I said about you and wrote on the walls. But, you know, we've still had a laugh because it's what we do.
Yeah. Well, you've got to, haven't you, John?
You've got, you have contractually got to.
Yeah.
We won't get paid if we just turn up and reflected our real mood and our real selves. What a horror that would be for
everybody. No one needs that, John.
In fact, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologise to anyone who's ever had a glimpse of the real me, either in person. But we suppressed it for the full 3 hours, so don't you worry about that. Lots of funny stuff. If you hear today's podcast and it sparks off anything in your imagination, you can email john@absoluteradio.co.uk and we will read your messages next week when we're back in the studio, some of us in fancy dress. Here's the podcast. So welcome along. Happy Saturday. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes.
Hello. Is it a happy Saturday, John?
Is it not?
Do you remember last time I was on a couple of weeks ago and all of you were in a bad mood and I was in a good mood?
Yeah.
It has flipped this week.
Now look.
It has flipped.
That's what you get.
I'm really tired and I'm grumpy, John.
Well, do you know what, Angela? This is where I say, well, you bailed us out last time and it's our turn to bail you out this time. But I'm not going to do that because I don't mind being grumpy either.
I say,
I'll
with all the will in the world, John, when I need cheering up, you're not the guy I'm calling.
Yeah, I'm just really struggling at the moment. It feels like everything's terrible. It is terrible, isn't it? It really is. Do you know why you're tired and down? Because everything's awful and it's dark.
Oh, thanks, John. That's helped.
I'll tell you what, give me a minute and I will think of some things to cheer you up.
Okay.
That's a good challenge, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's not my usual MO. But we always tidy up stuff that happened last week for any of you who weren't here, like Angela. It's usually something embarrassing that either I said or Kerry said. Mm-hmm. Let's see this week what the highlight of last week's show was, according to Will. Angela's moved house. She's got a garden for the first time. She's very excited. Do you know what's in the garden? Little tomato plant. Little cherry tomato plant.
She's coming round.
She only had two. And do you know who she brought one of her two tomatoes for?
I know where this is going. Oh, God.
She only had two.
She's such a beg. Right, you did grasp me up there, John, to Kerry, so thanks for that. But
That was a nice thing. I was merely trying to drag Kerry up to your standards. I didn't tell her it was horrible either.
You didn't tell her it was bitter.
A disgusting tomato. I didn't tell her it was one of the worst tomatoes I've ever had in
Thanks,
my life.
Thanks, mate. I appreciate that.
Because I'm a good guy. We also heard from John from Cambridge last week, who said he didn't think I would be very good at boxing. Shock horror. Stupidly, because my mouth works faster than my brain. I said, oh, it'd be funny if you said all the other sports you didn't think I'd be any good at. I think it was a flippant remark. Paul took it literally. Here it is.
Hey, John, I've been thinking all this week about sports which you fail at, and I've come up with this list. Any track and field events, basketball, trampolining, water polo, darts, cycling, wrestling, dive. The list's actually endless, so probably best to just stick with comedy. Cheers, mate. Paul.
Wow. Well, there's one of them I know isn't true, but we can't say too much about it.
No. Well, let me start with track and field.
Right, okay. Oh my goodness, John, what have you done?
This is going to take some time.
Email?
Paul.
Paul.
Paul, short for appalling views on everything. I have in my house a silver medal from Her Majesty's Northern Schools Athletics Championships. I'll have you know, Paul, and I will find you and I will show you it.
He will, Paul, by the way. Expect to knock on your front door any minute.
Unless he's counting silver as failure. Unless that's a message he wants to put out to the young athletes of today, that anything other than first is pointless. Darts, I hit a 180 yesterday. Yesterday.
How can you prove that, John?
Because I took a picture of it, Angela.
You can just put the darts in the dartboard and take a photo of it, John. Now I could do that.
Now you can tell. You can tell by the angle. Now, the one I'm most upset about, trampolining.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
I don't know how I prove that I'm a good bouncer, but I can bounce, man.
I love trampolining. I used to be really good at it at school. And also, I could do with a trampoline now because you can't be miserable on a trampoline. You can't do it. You can't be sad on a trampoline.
Even I'm giddy on a trampoline. Yeah. I'd do a 360. I'll bounce and do 360 in the air, and then I'll land and do 360 the other way on a one bounce.
Yeah, let's get a trampoline. Can we get a trampoline in the studio, Will?
Let's get a trampoline.
See if I can still do the old swivel hips. I used to be able to do it.
What's the old swivel hips?
Swivel hips is when you jump, like you go down into a seated position, and then you jump up and turn and sit the other way. That's called a swivel hips. Oh yeah, I've got the lingo, mate. Don't you worry
can
about
we do
that.
Can we do a full show live from a trampoline, Will? Has it ever been done?
I'll look into it.
We're going to look into it. Great.
I feel like this is going to be a full show if we're not careful. So let's quickly get to Andy's advice for a predicament I'm having at the moment and still there, which is that I have 100 ladybirds in my bathroom.
I thought you were going to say ladies.
I would.
Morning, John. I heard you mention your ladybird issue last week. I had a similar problem in an old flat. What they don't tell you is that they leave a pheromone once they find a nice place to live and it can't be removed. However, I created a little house for them out of a matchbox, and they moved in overnight and stayed there for the winter. Once spring came, they moved out. I kept the matchbox for the next year, and they live happily there for the 5 years I stayed at the flat. Cheers, Andy.
Oh, John, you just need to create a little ladybird house. What a lovely project for you and your daughter.
That is a lovely idea, isn't it? But how do I get them to... I don't like the idea of a pheromone.
Well, the pheromones have already... Your bathroom's full of them, mate, ladybird pheromones now.
I thought you meant mine.
I doubt it.
That's usually what puts anything with the term lady in it off coming into my bathroom altogether is the pheromones I've already left there. Anyway, Andy, I will update you. I'll go back to the 1980s and I'll get a matchbox and I will put it in my bathroom and I'll see if I can get the ladybirds to move in.
If you have any advice. Peter, doesn't it?
It is very blue.
Some sticky back plastic and some...
I think you need something in there, wouldn't you? Do I put some Leafs bedding in there? Don't touch it. It's john@absoluteradio.co.uk if you have any advice for me. It's John Richardson and Angela Barnes here on Absolute Radio. I'm tired, Angela Barnes.
I'm quite tired. I'm on the road, John. You know what it's like. Lots of driving, lots of eating rubbish food at service stations. It's that sort of, you know.
You're doing your own driving?
I'm sort of sharing it with my support act.
Sharing
so,
it.
Yeah.
Well, here's what I think, because I've done a fair bit of driving this week, but I've been on my own, and I actually think it's less tiring being on your own. It's the small talk that's tiring, isn't
it? Absolutely. On my own, I put on an audio, but it's fine. It's having
You'd
to
listen
to
Absolute Radio first and foremost, wouldn't you, Angela?
Radio on my own in the car, of course I do. Yeah. Absolute 90s is my station of choice, so...
Absolutely. And then just in the breaks, you'd whack
then
on
I'll
an
whack
audio
on an audio, but when it's the adverts... Oh, no, they pay my way. oh, goodness me. Stop talking, Angela.
what audiobook are you on at the minute?
At the moment, I'm a book called The Ha Ha.
Okay, that's not working.
A woman who I've forgotten. Yeah, it is about a woman having a mental breakdown, so it's sort of working.
All right. Well, I did boldly say I would try and cheer you up, so that would be my first recommendation. Maybe something lighter on in your ears.
Yeah, I've just Kathy Burke's autobiography's just arrived, so
yes,
I can't wait to get stuck into that. Yeah.
I'm going to get that this week.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I listened to this week. I'm also listening to Stephen King's The Stand for the second time.
Were you doing that thing that I do sometimes when you listen to a fellow comedian's autobiography to see if you're mentioned in it?
Not if I'm mentioned, but I listen to them to see how much of it I think is true and how much I think, well, I know you and you're not that kind of person.
Yeah.
I knew you weren't going to be totally honest, but this is a complete fallacy.
I can't wait for yours to come out, John.
Can I do corrections on other people's books? Is that allowed?
Just like red ink and send it back.
I'll just do an anonymous sentence from a comedian's autobiography each week and say, and that is total nonsense. So you need a chirpier audiobook. What about lovely sunsets this time of year, Angela?
Actually, it's been quite sunny in between the sort of grey rain. Yeah. There's been some nice weather. My husband built a bench for our front garden, a rocking bench, which is very nice. He built that yesterday. I mean, won't be able to use it for another 6 months, but, you know, it's there.
A rocking bench is very sort of American movie. Yeah. Out on your stoop watching people
walk past. Sit out there with a bottle of moonshine. And
yeah, just staring at people saying nothing.
Yeah, that's the plan.
First Halloween in a new house. Some pressure on you this year. Because were you in a flat before?
I was in a flat before and we were third floor, so we never got trick-or-treaters.
What are you going to do? Are you going to be grinchy about it?
What we're going to do is because, you know, I've moved next door to my friend.
Yeah.
And she's got kids, so we're going over there and we're going to dress up and her house is all haunted. So we don't have to bother doing our house that way. We'll just share theirs. And
You're not going to do anything?
We're going to go there dressed up and take some sweets round for the kids and stuff, and then they'll come trick and treat into their house, not ours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's next door, isn't it?
What's wrong with that? People are going to talk. They've only just moved in. They've done nothing. They've done nothing.
Oh, don't say that.
Not even some cotton wool cobwebs. Can you believe it?
I've bought Christmas lights to put in the trees in the front garden for Christmas. So, you know, maybe I'll redeem myself then.
Oh, yeah, they'll like you in 3 months. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about now. Well, when she moved in, I saw those dungarees and I thought, well, she's a personality, but it turns out she just hates kids.
Turns out her personality is in the dungarees.
That's what it'll be. I spoke to someone this week who said, we're organising a big thing for the kids with like a big pumpkin parade. And I said, oh, that sounds lovely. She said, yeah, it stops them trick-or-treating.
Well, you know, when I was a kid, trick-or-treating wasn't really a thing. You know, it was like a very American thing. We didn't really do it. I remember the first time we had trick-or-treaters to our house, I was probably about 11 or something, and they knocked on the door and my mum answered. They said trick or treat, and my mum went, oh, treat, took one of their sweets and shut the door. She thought they were offering her a trick or a treat.
I'm going to give you some tips for Halloween. I'm going to tell you a good thing that's happened to me this week as well, and that'll cheer you up because you care about me, right?
Yeah.
So it's my mission to cheer up Angela this week.
Yep.
Having
good luck, mate.
You did a wonderful job a couple of weeks ago when we were all grumpy.
Yeah.
I've talked to you about sunsets. I've talked to you about Halloween.
Yeah.
Then I said, oh, I'll tell you about a nice thing that happened to me this week. And you speculated that it might be to do with my career, which I'm just not that kind of guy.
Good. So I don't want to hear it.
Well, do you know what the good thing was?
Go on.
I bought new slippers this week.
What's it? New flippers?
Slippers.
I thought you said flippers. Like, I thought.
Oh, my old flippers are fine. They're still doing the job. I want to do a comedy walk to the co-op.
I can imagine. I bet I can describe your slippers.
Go on.
They're brown.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's all slippers.
Not all slippers. My slippers aren't brown.
Are they patterned or are they plain brown?
They're patterned. They're that sort of brown tweedy pattern.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With the lines on it.
With the lines on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you describe my slippers? This is good radio, isn't it?
They're brown and they've got lines and patterns
on. No, they haven't, John.
Oh, have you got animal character slippers?
No. My slippers are blue with multicoloured spots on them and then a little white trim.
Oh, that's... Yeah. I had blue slippers. So I thought I was happy with my slippers and then somebody asked me to wear them to a work thing. I had some filming to do and they said, oh, we think it'd look nice if you wore your slippers. And it's only then you really look at your slippers from somebody else's point of view. And I thought, oh, I can't show a stranger these slippers. I can't have these on camera. So I went out and I bought myself. I thought, I'll splash out.
Yeah.
I'll spend the extra £3. There was a £9 pair.
Oh, I thought, no, John, you got to spend more than that on slippers.
Well, I did. I slapped my wallet down and I spent £12 on a pair with cushioned soles.
Oh.
I've been walking on air all
week. Have you got them on now?
No, I've not
under
got
the
them
desk,
on now.
No.
No, this is a work environment. I've got football boots on. Just in
have
case
you ever driven your car in your
me.
Slippers?
No, isn't that illegal?
Yeah, me neither. Never done it. No.
Certainly not back from Devon with an audiobook on.
Definitely not, no.
Oh, I've never had cushion soles on a slipper before.
Oh, you've got to treat yourself with slippers.
Absolutely. I wonder how many listeners now are wearing cushion sole slippers.
Oh, I wish I had my slippers on. I love my slippers. As soon as I get in the front door, my slippers go on. Do yours. I take mine with me if I'm gigging away as well. Do you take your slippers with you?
I think barefoot is the most vulnerable feeling. I don't,
yeah,
you know,
not
when
in
you,
a
go to someone's
you don't
house
want to be barefoot in a hotel
off.
Room. Oh, no, Tar.
I don't like it when people say shoes off at their house because I think, oh, no, I don't. You put pressure on yourself there.
You
better have clean floors and you better have carpet.
Yeah.
Don't be walking around on your hard floors with my... And then you realise, what socks have you put on?
Yeah, I've got odd socks on. Some people get upset by odd socks. I don't mind, but some people get upset.
Yeah,
some, you look some upset, people. John.
Well, you didn't buy a mod, did you? So that's a failure on your part.
Well, yeah, but socks go wandering, don't they? They go missing. It's a
no,
well-known trope.
Do you know where they are? Shall I tell you where they are?
Where?
They're inside your duvet cover.
Oh,
that's
yeah, in the
are.
Corners they get into,
They've
don't
got
they?
In the corner of your duvet cover. It's worth... If anyone's got a quiet weekend, this is the most sedate
right
start
now.
To a show. Don't get me wrong, real music matters. And we've got some cracking tunes today. But if you've got a quiet Saturday planned, go through your duvet covers and just look for that sock. But anyway, have a lovely Saturday.
Let us know where you found your socks.
Let
if you found
you
one
now.
In a duvet cover, we want to know, don't we?
This
cheered
Angela.
Me up. That's weird, isn't it? Who
Good.
Thought it'd be that?
I knew. It's not that I'm tedious. It's just that I knew. Just for balance, though, after this, we need to do our youngest, hippest link we've ever done.
Oh, goodness me, that's pressure,
yourself.
John.
I'm good. Oh, you won't recognise me. You'll think it's someone else.
Okay.
But just to let you know, it is still me. I'm just able to play many roles. So young John Richardson will be presenting I Love You, But. What's up, peeps? It's Rico here with Angie B.
Oh, no.
If I sound out of breath, I've just been dabbing. I've tired myself out dabbing.
John, your baseball cap's on the wrong way, mate.
This is the way it's supposed to go, Grandma.
Is it? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, we wear it like this now.
Oh, got you. Okay.
Sideways. I've got one ear that's a bit more tan than the other, so
I'll
if
tell
I wear
you what,
it sideways, it keeps it shadowed.
Broadcasting on a skateboard's pretty impressive, isn't it? Well done, mate. Well done. Kudos.
Cheers, mate. You're listening to Apps Rad. Rico and Barnsley here. It's time for I Love You, But. We're like all like the old people are like all in love with each other and that.
You know that people have just tuned in and don't know what is happening right now, don't you?
I'm keeping this up for as long as I can keep it up, mate. Anyway, all that stuff makes me want a Ralph. So we do things a little bit differently here. Will you pass me one of my hipster breakfast? Will you pass me my matcha
your
hot chocolate?
Here it is.
My matcha Huel. Thanks, mate. Meals are so like 2024.
Will the producer, who is 26 years old, has his head in his hands right now. John,
I know,
you he's
didn't think
he's
I'd
upset
ever
him.
Be cooler than you, did you, Will? Now look what's happened. Anyway, dude, don't carry it with you, man. You've just got to be yourself. Check my TikTok out if you want some advice on how to cope with me being cool. Anyway, it's time for I Love
so
You,
much.
But... Yeah, me too, mate. Yeah. I love life. Because I'm young and I've got so much of it ahead of me. This is time for I Love You, But. This week it comes from J-Dog.
Hi, John. Thanks for giving me this week's one and only dedication. So I'd like to give it to my sister, Poppy. Poppy, thanks for being an amazing sister. I love you a lot. But when you're sat on the sofa, why do you feel the need to dig your feet underneath my legs? It can't be comfortable for you, and it definitely isn't for me. So not only that, you've now taught my nephew, your son Theodore, to do it as well. So as much as I love him, he winds me up when we're watching something at home, and he does it too. Please just stop it. Thanks, your loving brother, Jamie.
Oh, Jamie, I know why she does it.
Why?
It's the same principle as a weighted blanket. I do it to my husband. Stick your feet under them, and then that weight on you, it just feels nice, doesn't it?
Not for them.
Well, that's not. I'm not thinking about them, am I? I'm thinking about me and my comfort.
Okay.
I mean, the answer to what he has to do is quite simple, but unbroadcastable, I'd say.
Is it something that might happen after perhaps a rich bean dish?
Yes, exactly that. Yeah, that's
what
I'd
say.
Doing.
That on the radio, can't you?
Fart on her feet.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I have
you
now.
Something about the alliteration that actually I regret saying that.
You made me do it. You made me do it, Will. You saw that.
I tell you what, though, I know what the I love you but's going to be next week. And it's going to come from Poppy to her flatulent brother Jamie. Anyway, Poppy, this is for you. Stop burrowing your feet under your brother's legs. He doesn't like it.
John Richardson. And the John Richardson Show.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
How'd you spend your Saturday mornings?
With John Richardson.
This is the John Richardson Show.
Good morning, you're listening to Absolute Radio. It's John Richardson here with Angela Barnes, who arrived tired and depressed, and through just the... what do they call it? Osmosis?
Yeah.
Is it of my personality?
You've cheered me up.
I've brought you up so I can knock you down.
Yeah.
This is my sort of warm-up for Saturday smugness, where I'm horrible to people who've achieved things in their life. And I ask you, I tell you what, just to caveat this, I went outdoor swimming this week at night.
Get you.
That's the smuggest thing I felt. Oh my goodness.
Where did you
it's the smuggest
that,
I felt for years. In North Yorkshire I was. It was cold.
Yeah, chilly.
And I got in that pool and I came out and I wanted everyone to know.
Hang on, you were in a pool?
Swimming pool, yeah.
Right.
Outdoor heated
swimming pool. That's.
Oh, I'm not going in the sea at night with all the invisible jellyfish and sharks.
I imagined you were like having a little skinny dip at night. No?
I didn't imagine that too hard.
No,
no. I mainly trampoline of an evening.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah.
I was not doing skinny
trampolining, I hope. No. Okay, I'll pull myself together. Right.
Go on.
My smugness this week is, okay, it's quite an autumnal one. It's quite nice. I used to have a black cardigan that I loved, right?
Mm.
And I got a stain
not
on
really
it.
Not really my vibe, mate.
Yeah, you
don't dry
really...
all this cardigan chat.
Yeah, but mine was a cool cardigan, you know, not a granddad one. And it was a long black cardigan and I got a stain on it that I couldn't get off and I tried everything, couldn't get it off. So in the end, I just had to ditch the cardigan. And then on Tuesday, I was in Newcastle and I had a bit of time to kill. So I went round some charity shops. I like snooping around a few chazzers. And I went into this charity shop and they had the exact cardigan that I had in my size in the charity shop for a fiver.
Oh.
The exact same one that I'd ruined. And so I was able to have my cardigan back. Isn't that lovely? There you go.
It is nice, and I'm grateful for the introduction to my life of the phrase snooping around chazzers, which I will use again. What I would have liked to hit, how big's this stain that meant you had to get rid of a cardigan?
It was all up the sleeve, and because it was like wool, I couldn't. I tried washing it, and I'd done all sorts of stuff, and I just couldn't get it off. I don't know what it was, to be honest.
How much sticky. Beyond, when you say I tried washing it, I tried everything else.
I tried washing it, yeah. What else was I going to do? I could have cut the arms off and made a vest cardigan, I suppose. I could have done that.
You could have done that.
Look how excited you looked at that.
Oh, a vestigan.
A vestigan.
Oh, yes. Mm. Now you've undone your own smugness because you thought you were saying you'd done something cool by finding another cardigan. What you need to do now is turn that cardigan into a vestigan.
Vestigan, okay. Well, maybe I can do that.
Let's make a vestigan and then let's me and you remake Die Hard.
Sort of with cardigan.
Age appropriate.
I'm going to make a vestigan. I've got an old cardigan at home I could turn into a vestigan. That's my challenge now. I'm going to do it.
And there you go. Yeah. And while you're there, why not try it with some of the jumpsuits that I don't like?
Anything else in my wardrobe you'd like me to change, John?
Yeah, I'll come round. Absolutely. Pop round with a pair of scissors, sort your wardrobe out. Like a sort of very angry Gok one. Right, coming up, a Manchester United themed smugness, which sometimes I say, oh, I might struggle this week. I think you're going to have to just keep me to less than 20 minutes on this one.
My brother's a Man United fan, so I've got to be careful here.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. You're right.
Paul is dealing with a smug football colleague this week. The only team who've had a better week, of course, than Manchester United is Chesham United. But here's Paul's here's Paul's smugness.
Hello, John. It's Paul here. Yeah, I wonder if you can help me with something. I work with a guy in my office called Tom, and he's a massive Man United fan. He sits about two seats away from me, but all week long, he's been banging on about how Man U are back. We're so back because they finally beat Liverpool at Anfield. He seems to think that this is going to herald a brand new era and they're winning everything over the next decade or so. I'm hoping that a loss against Brighton this afternoon will bring him back down to earth. But if that doesn't happen, I wonder if there's anything I can do to sort of undermine him. Thanks in advance.
Oh, good, a football one.
Yeah, so do you get the context here, Angela?
Well, I understand it's a game. Some people win, some people lose, you know.
Yes. Manchester United won everything for a long time.
Yeah, I remember that. I think that's why my brother's a fan of them.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah.
Where did you grow up?
Kent.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. That's exactly why he's a fan. Anyway, now that do you know what's really annoying is they're not even that bad. They're bad compared to what they want to be.
But right.
When you follow a team who've, you know, popped down to League One for a bit, and I believe there are even leagues below that. Although, why would you bother?
Yeah. Yeah. So why would you bother, Will? Where are Torquay?
Their sort of league position is similar to their geographical position in the country.
Right, got
if you imagine, like, Aberdeen would be Arsenal and Manchester City. Torquay are about exactly where they would be. I sort of think you don't need to do it. The fact that if you follow a team, we're delighted to have won one game. And I would say the same about Nottingham Forest this week, who are delighted to have won a game in Europe because they've lost their last 12. It's just... it's an admission of defeat, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you know that it's that bad.
Because I don't understand football, but I do understand statistics, and I do know that one is not a trend, you know?
No, it's not. You've just got to let them have it, though. You've just got to let them have it, because that's all sport is for.
Yeah.
He's had a terrible time, this young man, Tom, and terrible times will come back because the stadium is still broken. There's still fundamental flaws with the club. And crucially, if you are a Manchester United fan, nobody likes you anywhere. Best never to win anything and stay down. So that's the big advice, really.
Nice.
Never have any success, and then there's just... you can't go down then, can you?
That's your outlook on life, though, isn't it, John?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's the last ever John Richardson show on Absolute Radio. We'll just keep shifting back and back. And I don't know what to say. They will lose. They will either lose to Brighton or they'll lose soon.
And then it'll all sort itself out, won't it? The old snow globe will be shook up and everything will go back to where it was.
That was really good football punditry, that, Angela.
Was it?
For someone who doesn't like football...
I'm such a good blagger.
Snow globe will get shook up. I'm going to hear that on Match of the Day tonight. I guarantee it. You're listening to Absolute Radio with John Rees and Angela Barnes.
Hello.
And producer Matt.
Are we going to tell him what's happened? It's exciting in here, isn't it?
Well, how would you word what's happened?
Will's gone.
We're at the home of radio here. There are other shows going on. There's a problem with... did you know, this is very exciting, that if a problem happens on another station, Will's the guy they call.
I know. That's really
mind-blowing, isn't it?
Although, John, he said that's what's happened. We have no proof. And actually, if you remember the last link, you were being mean about Torquay.
So he
might have just gone for a cry.
He did take his tissues with him.
He did. And yeah.
Well, I mean, we'll see how quickly he can fix problems with other shows. Because sometimes I think...
he's been trying for a year to fix the problems with this one.
I don't trust him to sort out our problems, never mind other people's. But anyway, I have to tell you that Absolute Radio Live is back at the London Palladium on the 16th of November, hosted by myself and Matt Ford. You will see James Acaster, Kerry Godlin and Adam Hills, Tom Davis, Fatih El Ghori and Dinesh Nathan taking to the stage. Tickets start from just £42 and every single one helps raise money for Prostate Cancer UK. Grab your mates, do something brilliant. Get your tickets now at absoluteradio.co.uk/T. tickets. Down with Torquay United. Down with people called Will. This is about as naughty as I get. What do you imagine if I did something absolutely horrific?
I'm trying to think what we could do while he's not looking. We've called him a drunken chimp. I've called him a drunken chimp.
I have got nothing but respect for Will.
Absolute creepy crawler.
he's not even in the room
and you're crawling.
Nauseating, but he will be back, and he does technically outrank me.
And he will listen
now,
to this.
Exciting news. Two goes at Literal Police this week. So two hearings coming up for the Literal Police shortly, but one that relates to an ongoing saga with another presenter here at Absolute Radio.
Saga beef. Dispute.
Well, I feel like saga, given the sort of age range of the topics we've discussed this week, slippers and cardigans, I think saga is probably. This obviously relates to our Absolute Radio colleague, my paddle rival, my Waterloo Road nemesis, Jason Manford.
The other way you could look at that is your hero whose footsteps you seem to follow in.
It does seem to be going that way, doesn't it?
It does seem to be going that way, yes.
Would my hero misuse the word literally?
Well,
let's find out from Amanda.
Hi, John. Here to report a serial literal offender to you. This one will interest you, I'm sure, as it's both close to home and who you currently have beef with, let's say. The accused, none other than a certain Jason Manford, on his last Sunday morning show. He was speaking to Steve on the subject of the cost of changing logos on websites, said the cost of which would literally be tax deductible. Then, not happy with one crime, he struck again. He told us about his participation in a paddle match. He was playing against Heather Watson and Amy Gibson. He said you literally couldn't get past these two. I'm sure you will take pleasure in sending him straight to Literal Slammer. Detective Amanda of Literal Police, Telford Branch.
She's given herself quite the rank, hasn't she?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Telford's an area that needs covering. I'm happy to promote her, to be honest.
Fair enough.
For that level of grassing. Yeah. Grassing a double offence. So let's hear it.
That'll have been tax deductible because it was for the tax.
So that's, it's perfect. Literally tax deductible. And they paired her with GB number one female paddle player, Amy Gibson. So literally, you could they not win. Get past these two.
John, it pains me to say this, but I think one of those, he's got to be acquitted.
The first one?
The first one. It is literally tax deductible, the work you have done on your business website. Literally tax deductible.
I totally agree. I've got no problem with that whatsoever.
Good.
It's this second one, isn't it?
It's a borderline case, I think.
Well, let me tell you here that you're in luck because I happen to be a borderline paddle professional.
Right.
Were he playing tennis, where, of course, the goal is to hit, and I'm going to use the word myself here, literally a passing shot, where you get the ball past your rivals and they can't return it.
Yeah.
By definition of fact, the ball is behind them. Then we could have a conversation because that's the goal in tennis. With paddle, you got that back wall. So a truly great paddle professional like myself would understand that you do allow the ball to go past you a lot of the time. Because then it will come back to you, and then you can play either a lob or a little slice down at the feet of your opponent.
So basically, if it's gone past you, it's not too late, is what you're saying.
No, and sometimes it's better to let it go past you and take it as it comes back. And I'd be amazed if two paddle players of the calibre he's talking about didn't understand that. So if he's telling me they stopped any balls going past them for the duration of the entire match, I'd be frankly, my mind would be blown.
I mean, the other side of that coin is that he's saying you literally couldn't get past them, not in the context of paddle, but I've seen pictures of the they're normal-sized women. Like, you can get past them, no problem.
Yeah, he's out and about now, isn't he?
Yeah.
So we're saying that one bang to rights, the first one an acquittal.
Yeah.
So probably, I mean, much like we did last week with Dave on The Breakfast Show, I think a week off.
So someone else will have to do his show this Sunday.
Yeah, apologies if you're looking forward to Jason's show this week on Absolute Radio.
Yeah.
He's not going to be here.
He's in the slammer.
Steve, I think, probably has to go with him.
Yeah. Separate cells, though. We're not having them chatting out like they're on a sleepover. Separate cells.
They'll be doing their homework. So Jason Manford will not be on air tomorrow. He's in literal prison.
where he belongs.
As his character in Waterloo Road.
So he's
double in prison now.
Oh, you're not going to follow him there, are you? Because your character in Waterloo Road's on
I'm
that
path. I'm a lovely boy. Just misunderstood. That's all it is. So now we go back into the world and we tackle other people who've been using the word literally incorrectly. We've had another nomination this week and it comes in from Jim.
Hi, John and team. I have a literal crime to report and I couldn't let this offence go without asking you to step in. I was listening to the Today programme on Radio 4 this week and they had a piece about the rising costs of veterinary care. One of the guests on the programme was a vet called Dr. Julie Muse, who said, "We're a very caring nation. We love our pets. Many people consider them not only part of the family, but literally one of the children. Please consider this offence for prosecution. Also, if I heard Julia's surname correctly, there's clear evidence as to why she entered the profession. Make of this what you will." Cheers, Jim.
Catch what her surname was then, did you?
Muse.
Oh, nice, like it.
Bit of nominative determinism. Well, I mean,
we've got a clip.
Four. This is our first Today programme offence, I've got to say.
I mean, that's proper, isn't it?
I'm really excited. This is when these are big cases now. We're really cracking some big nuts here. Yeah, let's have a listen.
We're a very caring nation. We love our pets. Many people consider them as not only part of the family, but literally one of the children.
I mean, it's a slam dunk. Look, as a childless woman, voluntarily childless, who has a dog, who I will say I love more than, you know, if I had to choose between her and my husband, we know where it's going. But I would never describe her as one of my children.
Don't love her because enough to have given birth to her, do you?
I love her enough to, but the circumstances were that I didn't.
Your Honour. It is. It's open and shut case, isn't it? Let's put the whole show in for indefinitely for the offence of the vet there. Another one from another popular TV show. This is our final nomination of the week, and it comes from Andy.
Hi, John. I have a literal offence that I'd like to report that I've spotted this week. About 10 minutes into the second episode of Is It Cake Halloween Special on Netflix, one of the bakers, Brion, said his lookalike son was literally his twin. You may be able to create a delicious cake that looks like a witch's hat, but your grasp of English and or biology is severely lacking. Your friend in pedantry, Andy.
I've got to say, John, I love Is It Cake, the programme. But the profile I made of John from his accent was not of an Is It Cake viewer.
No, I don't have him down as an Is It Cake viewer. Let's have a listen to the offence.
My family is everything. My daughter is 5 years old, Bailey, and my son is 4 years old, Brion Jr. He's literally my twin.
If your son is your twin...
It's just not possible, is it?
No.
I'm quite happy to put Is It Cake in for a little bit because I do think they all need to calm down. And I respect the hustle because that show has gone on a long time.
And what about a show that's named after what you're thinking when you're doing it? Brilliant. When you're watching it. Is It Cake?
News of my tour, Is It Funny, coming up after this. But I think they're going in prison. Busy week for the literal police. Three offenders, all in prison. If you spot anyone this week, email in john@absoluteradio.co.uk.
John Richardson
and the John Richardson Show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters
to both myself
and Angela Barnes.
It matters more than almost anything.
How much does it matter out of 10 to you?
11.
Oh my God, you're so on brand, mate.
See what I did? Yeah.
How much does your husband matter?
7.5.
Yeah? And the dog?
12.
Okay, fine. All right. It's good to have a hierarchy. This time of the week, we discuss news that wasn't in the news, but could, would, or perhaps should have been in the news to raise a smile. What have you seen?
Well, I like this story because it relates to something I did a show about once. So this is a man from India, from Bihar in India. His name is Mohan Lal. And he decided, right, and I think this is a good idea. He decided to have a funeral for himself before he died. But he didn't tell people that he was alive. Like, he decided to do it and he sort of hid. Just to see who'd turn up and who'd be sad. Because you want to know, don't you? I often think that about my funeral. And I think, well, I want to know who's coming. Like, if I was to say, OK, I'm going to have a funeral before I die, then people are going to come because they feel they have to because I'm... But if they know you're not looking, or they think you're not looking...
You want to do it for real?
You're going to find out... Yeah, I do.
What are you going to do if you don't get the response you like?
I was going to say something.
If you burst out of the coffin and go, ta-da, and there's nobody
there. You know how people always say, like, that dying alone is you'll die alone, that's a really sad thing. Doesn't that just mean you've won?
It's very rare I get stopped in my tracks by something depressing. But go on.
It just means that everyone else you knew and cared about died first, so you've won.
Doesn't it mean that they were just elsewhere?
Well, then they weren't people who cared about you or you cared about, were they? Anyone who cared about you would be there. If they didn't, they're not. And so dying alone, I won. I lived longest.
Yeah, I mean, if that's your interpretation of it, then that's...
what I'm telling myself, John, let me have it.
Absolutely. Well, then may I say, Angela, on behalf of everyone at Absolute Radio, we hope you die alone.
Thank you, John.
I don't know. It's a big old gamble, and I think it would annoy people, and then you've got the whole boy who cried wolf thing about when it actually does happen and nobody turns up for real.
It doesn't matter, does it? Because you'll be dead then, so it's fine. They've come to the one that mattered.
Yeah, that's true, and he wins again.
He wins again.
So the big conclusion
is... a winner. I think
that's got to be a sitcom episode, hasn't it? There must be a sitcom episode where somebody fakes their funeral.
Have you thought about it? Because I did a show called You Can't Take It With You, and it was all about the stuff you like put in your coffin. Because when my dad died, we kept putting stuff in the coffin, like, for him to take with him on his final journey. It got to the point where we thought we were going to have to take him out. Like, we kept putting stuff in.
I had an absolute panic. I sold my car last week and I had an absolute panic of, because I'm an absolute ferreter. In the car is like my coffin. It's full of all my little trinkets. There's a little penny jar in there. There's antibac gel. Yeah. I've got cutlery in there.
I think my car is just an extension of my handbag. That's what my car is. It's gorgeous.
So I don't know. Whoever's bought my car is at some point going to open a drawer that I'd forgotten about and found some boiled sweets or something. Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a lovely show for you trying to bring me down with your constant talk of death and dying alone. And it's a good job I've got new slippers. You can't get me this week, Angela. I have an article about a farm. Now, I'm gonna read the first sentence of this article and you could tell me whether or not you'd read on.
Okay.
A farm that noticed its cows had a taste for jazz. How do you feel so far?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
No, they didn't. They were just in a field while some jazz was playing and they could do nothing about it.
There's something about creatures that you deprive of all stimulus that I think even they would say, do you know, I don't mind jazz.
Yeah. They could be playing death metal and they would be going, oh,
yeah.
That's interesting.
That's better than staring into nothingness.
Yeah, absolutely.
A farm that noticed its cows had a taste for jazz played over its loudspeakers, invited a local band to play for the herd. Now, we've all done some rough gigs. We've all done. So have you ever been asked? If somebody contacted you and said, listen, we had some Mock the Weeks on while the cows were getting milk the other week and they seemed to be really into it. I don't suppose you could come down and do 10, 15 minutes for the herd.
What are they paying, John?
I'd be surprised if they're paying anything,
then
to be
honest.
some milk? No. How much milk would
It'd
you need?
It'd have to be a lot of milk, wouldn't it? It'd have to be a lot of milk.
They sort of know. The jazz outfit is called Dixie Beats. I mean, I can describe them to you. They're gentlemen of an age.
I was going to say, let me guess. Are they white middle-aged men?
Yes.
Oh, how do I do it?
You want to tell me what they're wearing?
Waistcoats and hats.
Yeah. They're wearing red checked waistcoats. Band leader John Percival said, well, they were a captive audience, perhaps because they couldn't get away from us. But they seemed to like it.
How can you tell if a cow is enjoying jazz? That sounds like a setup to a joke, but it's not.
Yeah. I mean, they are, I'm going to say it, literally penned in.
Yes.
They can't move forwards, backwards or to the sides, which if you've got an urge to do-si-do, I imagine is an absolute nightmare. You're asking me to spin my partner round and around? I'd love to.
No space in here. Can't swing a calf.
I'll read you the end. One or two of them even had a taste of my trumpet. So that'll need a good clean when I get home, says John Percival. And I'll leave that one with you for the weekend.
There we go. The headline. That's the for unfinished business next week.
If we could just end with a moment of recognition of an emerging young talent. The headline of this article is Jazz Band Gets Farm Cows Moving.
Nice.
And that pun was written for you by producer Will. Everybody.
Well done, Will. Well done.
He's made that up himself.
You know. When it all goes... wrong in radio producing, there's a job for you writing as a sub-editor in a local newspaper. There you go.
I think that was actually bleaker than all the stuff you talked about, definitely. We need to clear this up because there was talk then off air.
Yes.
And I don't, there's no secrets on this show, so I want listeners to be aware of what's just happened. There was talk off air of people coming into the studio next week in fancy dress.
Well, because it'll be the day after Halloween, won't it, next Saturday?
Exactly, it'll be the day after Halloween. Yeah. So where's the justification? I'm looking at you, Charlie. And you've got credit in the bank because last week, as part of the great technological meltdown that happened, the puzzle app that we all use went down.
Oh, yes.
And Charlie, from her holiday, made a connecting wall.
She did, just for us.
I thought that was just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah.
Now...
Yeah, well done, Charlie.
Can you confirm or deny, Charlie, whether I am the only one who solved the wall?
I got halfway through, and I'm not going to lie, I completely forgot about it. So I will do the rest of it.
Well,
I actually messaged Angela and said, please solve this.
Yeah.
Because I've made this thinking you're going to solve it. And John was the only one that solved it.
I completely forgot. Okay, I'll get on it.
I'll make myself a note. Mm. Yeah, like I forgot about when you set the cryptic crossword in the garden. Yeah, I forgot about it. It's like I couldn't do it. Why would you come in fancy dress on the 1st of November?
Because the thing is, Halloween does mean, like that Eve means the evening, like that, the night before All Hallows. So, yeah, it's a good question, John.
Are you going to do it, Charlie?
Will's going to do it with me.
Can you stop saying this? Because this never, I never agreed to this.
It's a costume of drunken chip.
What's the need for that?
I'm going to say this now. I will respect you more if you come in fancy dress on the 1st of November, on a Saturday morning, when even like 8-year-olds aren't in fancy dress anymore. Even children will be waking up and just dressing normally again. If you come in fancy dress, I will reward that behaviour.
I used to like dressing up when I was younger, but I'm a grown up now. I don't like it anymore.
You're calling those normal clothes, are you?
Oh, my leopard. What did you think? I'd come dressed as a leopard. Is that what you thought would happen?
I just had to say it. I'm really sorry.
Honestly, every week I get a dig at my clothes. But you know what? I'm comfortable. I'm a middle-aged woman.
I love your clothes.
I'm colourful and comfortable. That's all
I'm
that matters.
I'm so glad you wear those clothes.
Gives you something to talk about.
Well, what can I say? Stay tuned next week when 50% of the studio will be in fancy dress. I'm assuming you're not coming in fancy dress.
Absolutely not. No.
I've got another engagement afterwards, and I mean, I wouldn't do it anyway. I want to make that very clear. Even if I had nothing else to do after the show, I wouldn't do it. I'm going to a Halloween event next week. And then I'm driving from Yorkshire to do the show on Saturday morning.
Oh,
so I may not be in fancy dress, but I'm going to look ghoulish.
You're basically coming as Grumpy Smurf.
I'm going to be very tired and very grumpy.
They won't be able to tell.
Oh, I have to take it after what I said about your clothes. Well, there you go. That's it for another week on the John Richardson Show on Absolute. Angela, you arrived tired, and I think just some chat about slippers and death, and you're in a cracking mood.
It's amazing what it takes to cheer me up, but, you know.
It's what we do. That was the turning point for you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I realised I'm going to die alone,
and that means I win.
And that means you win.
Yeah.
There we go. And you're off on the road now.
I am on the road. So I'm going up to Tiverton in Devon tonight. There are some tickets available on the door, so come down.
Lovely. Good luck on the road. Of course, will put out a podcast of this show so that you can hear the clipped highlight. I'm sure you've all listened to the full 3 hours. But if you want to hear the bits again, they're available. We need a name for it so that Will can ignore it and just put the three things that we talked about.
Yeah.
Absolutely waste of our time. It's his idea to name the podcast as well. So we could call it Get Moving, which was his own pun.
That's quite nice. I like the Vestigan Challenge.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was going to go for slippers in your ears.
Not in your ears.
Slippers, like, because we talked about slippers, but yeah. slip on the podcast and slip. Okay, don't ruin
the
it.
The Vestigant Challenge.
The Vestigant Challenge it is. Charlie's got a suggestion, but she's not telling us because she's sulky.
Is she having a sulk because we were taking the mickey out of her? But she's fine about it.
She is absolutely fine about it. And of course, she has her own free will and she could decide not to do it. But she's chosen a path with no dignity and therefore she must live with her choices. Of course, Sarah Champion is next. Thank you to Will. Thank you to Charlie. Thank you to guest producer Matt here with us for 1 week.
I don't think he's coming back, John.
Well, I wouldn't come back after this, would you?
He's had a little cry. I don't think he's coming back.
I don't think any of us is coming back after this. I'm amazed we've got through the full 3 hours. I can see Tess Daly in reception. We could just turn up and do a better job than this. Keep broadcasting. Thank you to you, Angela, as ever.
Thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
And thank you to everybody who's listened, emailed in and sent your voice notes. They make a massive difference to the show. So thank you to those. Have a wonderful Saturday and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
John Richardson.
And the John Richardson Show.
So that's it for this week's show. Join us next week for the 3-hour trampoline marathon.
Oh, yeah.
Trampolining.
Do you know a lot of middle-aged women are scared of going on trampolines, but I haven't had children, so it's fine.
There is absolutely nothing I can add to that, and I think that's a wonderful way of ending this week's podcast.
Thank you.
See you next week. Thank you as ever. See you later.
That's rendered you speechless, doesn't it, what I just said?
Yeah, I was going to think of a different way of saying goodbye, and then I think if you're trying to claw onto some sort of ingenuity at the last minute, it's time to accept the game is probably finished. The result is what it is. What did you think of the podcast this week? It was hit and miss, but then he said a way of saying goodbye that he'd never said before. And when he said cheerio, bye-bye, that's when I thought, oh, hang on, he is good at his job.
Despite all the evidence to the contrary.
Cheerio, bye-bye, ta-ta.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.